Infrared view of the multiphasism in NGC 253i Observations and Fundamental Parameters of the Ionized Gas by Andre Beck et al. Context. Massive star formation leads to enrichment with heavy elements of the interstellar medium. On the other hand, the abundance of heavy elements is a key parameter to study the star formation history of galaxies. Furthermore, the total molecular hydrogen mass, usually determined by converting CO or CE 158 luminosities, depends on the metallicity as well. The excitation of metallicity-sensitive emission lines, however, depends on the gas density of HE regions, where they arise. Aims. We used spectroscopic observations from SOFIA, Herschel, and Spitzer of the nuclear region of the starburst galaxy NGC 253, as well as photometric observations from GALEX, 2MASS, Spitzer, and Herschel in order to derive physical properties such as the optical depth to correct for extinction, as well as the gas density and metallicity of the central region. Methods. Ratios of the integrated line fluxes of several species were utilized to derive the gas density and metallicity. The OE, along with the SE and NE line flux ratios, for example, are sensitive to the gas density but nearly independent of the local temperature. As these line ratios trace different gas densities and ionization states, we examined if these lines may originate from different regions within the observing beam. The NE13+, NE16, WU alpha line flux ratio, on the other hand, is independent of the depletion onto dust grains but sensitive to the NE-H abundance ratio and will be used as a tracer for metallicity of the gas. Results. We derived values for gas phase abundances of the most important species, as well as estimates for the optical depth and the gas density of the ionized gas in the nuclear region of NGC 253. We obtained densities of at least two different ionized components. This was infrared view of the multiphasism in NGC 253i Observations and Fundamental Parameters of the Ionized Gas by Andre Beck et al.